Today it's black or gray.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We are glad to be back with you today for the podcast Les Millionnaires des Diamants. I am with my colleague Sylvain. And as you guys know, on Monday and Tuesday, we are in the book Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell. And today we are actually finishing one of the sections in the chapter that we are in, because we have been talking in the last podcast about vision, how vision is important, how it is important to have a bigger vision, a big vision as a leader, because that is the only way that you can actually get people to follow you, but how it is also important as a leader to see more and before. So that is one of the capacity we need to develop. So having that big vision, but being able to have like kind of a few steps before people, just to be sure that you're able to identify opportunity and how to take the right direction and not get people stuck at a place that you don't want to be. So yesterday we have been talking about the process. So how the process is important. So the process that we've been covering was about testing, failing, learning, improving, and re-entering the game in the vision. But remember, that concept can be applied in many areas of your life. So today we are going to cover the next three elements of that section. So let's get started with number three, that is about spending time with people who inspire you to see more and before. So obviously, okay, yes, as an individual, you can actually develop that vision. But what will stretch your vision is the people with whom you're spending your time with. So in the book, John Maxwell called this concept the who luck concept. Okay, so who will you meet? So it's the idea that people you know make a huge difference in your life. But what is important? It's not just about like holding yourself with people that have big vision, like being in their circle. It's actually be intentional about getting something from them in the intention of you growing your vision, growing your business, growing actually your mission of life and what you want to accomplish. So are you the type of person that really want to take the feedback, take the tips, the strategy that those people have to implement them in your life, in your business to get to the next level? So when you do that, when you are intentional about spending time with the people that will help you see more and before, here are seven elements that will happen. So first of all, okay, when you are with the right people at the right place, you don't spend time with it, you invest it. So it's not an obligation. You do it because you invest in your life. You invest something that you will be able to implement later, okay, in your business or in your life. So actually this time, because this is an investment, it's the best ROI that you can have, the return on investment. So I did remember I think it was in 2019, I started meeting with Maria like 30 minutes a week, that I called her every Thursday night while she was getting back from a party, a home party. And I had two questions for her and one element. So we were being able to discuss. She guided me. I've asked them. I bring her like some situation that I had, and I took notes about how I should react in the future if a similar situation happens. So for me, this time was really an investment and not like time that I spend only with people or the time that I lose, okay, listening to somebody. No, it was an investment. Second point, the who luck is 90% intentional and 10% accidental. Okay, you can't just hope to meet people that will stretch you. Okay, hope is not a strategy. So obviously, okay, when you are an entrepreneur, when you are in a business like in an MLM and you want to get to the next level, you can't just hope to wait for people to get to you. Okay, yes, sometimes, okay, with the event, with what is happening, you will get the chance to work with somebody that you admire, that you want to understand what they do. But if Sylvain remember it well, okay, at the beginning of my career, I called him, okay? I never spoke to Sylvain before, but I call in and say, hey, Sylvain, I don't know, like I asked the number, like the phone number to my director, Annie at the time, and I call Sylvain and say, hey, Sylvain, maybe you don't know me. I'm in the team with Annie and I wanna come and like see you do a home party. I didn't wait for Sylvain like to know me like or something like that. I just like say, okay, I want to see he's in the top. So I want to learn what he's doing the best. So don't wait. Don't just hope. Okay. Take that initiative to go see somebody that you want to learn from. Number three, it is impossible to be around bigger people and not become bigger yourself. Okay, so obviously, at some point, okay, even if you don't understand everything that the person in front of you is saying, you can get something from them. You can actually benefit, and this can impact you, not necessarily right now, but that will actually keep in your mind like a seed and will flourish. And at some point, you will say, well, now I understand what that person just said. Number four. The best way to meet the right people is by asking this question. Who do you know that I should know? And what is amazing with that question, it is actually the concept, the basic of our business, which is network marketing. So how can I benefit from your network? So who do you know that I should know? And this is the principle of referencement, can I say that? Or getting reference, can I say? This is, yeah, okay, getting reference. I hope I say it well. So it's really about knowing like who they know that actually you can connect with and then actually can help you like, yes, a referral. Thank you, Monique. So getting a referral. So it's about getting connection with people, but sometimes those people like can help you get a bigger vision. Number five, preparation beforehand and reflection afterward maximize the experience. So if I get back to the concept that I had with Maria, okay, is actually I did prepare myself, okay, with questions that I have. And after we hung up, obviously I took notes, I write it back on like in my book note, just to be sure that I don't forget and that I read it back a couple times a week or before the next meeting that I was able to look back and say, did I have the chance to put that in action? Number six, including members of your team is the best way for you to grow together. So whenever possible, take people with you. So obviously, like people will learn by looking at you, by the example you are giving, and not just by what you are telling them to do. So when you want to implement something new, do it. Make your people look at you so then they can copy you and they can actually do exactly the same. So they will grow by looking at you. And finally, number seven, what will happen if you are intentional about reaching out to people that will help you make C more and before, is that the second meeting with the right person is the most important meeting. It indicates that both of you see the value of meeting again, and that perhaps is the beginning of an ongoing relationship. So when you have that about building a business relationship, it is so important to be humble and to have humility with those kind of people. But if we adapt it to our business in an MLM, it's all about inviting people to event. So when they get back a second time because they're curious and because you are building the relationship, well, we all often say that in like before COVID, when somebody is coming two time at the studio at an event, there is obviously more chance to build with them the business and to help them see, have a bigger vision about what they can do with the kit that they just bought at their party, which is the starting kit. So to help us understand better those concepts, I give you a few examples of my experience. I know that Sylvain, also you have example of how, like in your life, because also you are in real estate now, how you have built those relationships to like meet the right people and get a bigger vision.
Yes, thank you, Jean-Philippe. So yes, when I was a teacher, I like to read, let's say, book about teaching. And one of the book that helps me in my career, it was a book written by Yves Nadon. And it was, he was a teacher of first year grade, like me. And he was not using, let's say, a school book, okay? A manual, okay? He was using literature, yeah, for young kids, okay? So a real book with real story. So that was my inspiration. And I say, oh my God, I want to be that kind of teacher, you know, using only books, okay, different books for kids. And so I read that book and I say, oh my God, I need to meet that guy, okay? So we organize a visit in his classroom. He was in Sherbrooke. Can you imagine? So we call him and we say, okay, we want to see how you apply this in your classroom. And we go to, we take a day off and we go to Sherbrooke to learn how he is doing this, spending time with him and then asking them questions. So that way, that helps me to implement that kind of teaching with my own kids, my own student. Okay, so as you know, you have like a vision, you want to become that person, okay? So you have to meet that person, you have to be prepared and have those questions that it's going to help you to implement. So he was, let's say, my mentor, okay? And I want to be like him. Okay, after that, when I start Tupperware, I remember I say, oh my God, who's the number one? It was Annie Marchand. So I decide, within the first day I start, okay, I'm going with you, Annie. I'm going to see how you date in a survey. So I was with her in a survey. And then I say, okay, I want to see you because you're the top number one. I want to see you do a party. So like you, Jean-Philippe, I was curious to learn how to do it. And then I knew that Maria and Mohamed, they were investor in real estate. They have, a apartment on Rosemont, okay, in Montreal. But they had the project to build Saint-Agathe. So I was always curious. So I was the kind of people who sit with Mohamed in his office and asking him question, and he showed me the plan, how he is seeing this. And at the beginning, it was supposed to be bigger than that. And then the city, they say, okay, no, you have to change it. And then he was thinking about doing house for older people, okay? At one time it was that, and then it changed again, and they have to change because the garage was not at the right place. Okay, so I see the evolution of that St. Agathe Project. Okay, so I was asking questions because I want to be like them. Okay, so I am spending time with them. So that way I'm going to grow because I am there to ask them questions. Okay, another story. It's, of course, with Maria. So we go to the party. So, and we have, let's say, when I go with her in Quebec. So I have time to ask her questions and to learn. And she was at the end of the party, she was asking me, what did I learn? What did I observe? So that helps me in my business. And I remember after that, I can apply what I have learned and be a better topper man. Okay. And another thing, I always have the curiosity to be an independent investor, okay, with stock market. But I was afraid and I don't know how to start. So I have my friend Jeff, who is very successful and is a millionaire by himself. So, okay, I sit with him and ask him questions. And he told me, okay, you know what? Just pick one, okay, and start just doing your first, let's say, $500, invest, and you're going to see, you're going to take confidence. And now I know that I can do it. I can do it better, let's say, than because I you know, I am in control. I am in charge. I am 100% responsible for my choice. So I won't blame someone from the bank or, okay, I am 100% responsible. So I know that I have to make sure that I'm going to understand what I'm doing. So he gave me the wings, okay? He gave me the wind under my wings to, you know, have the courage to act. And now I know that I can do it by myself. So I am always grateful for him because he helps me in that field. So, you know, Jean-Philippe, so when we want to become the person we want, okay, we have to look to other people and say, okay, I want to be like him. I'm going to meet him. I'm going to ask questions. And it's all what you told. So we invest time with people and that way we become a better version of ourselves.
Yes. Thank you, Sylvain. So what is, I'm on mute on Zoom, sorry. So what is important with that concept is actually you cannot just say to yourself, I want to meet that people. Like, it's a synergy that is happening between like what you do and your vision. And then the people will help you get a bigger vision, but you will take what they give to you and you will use it. So it's kind of a upside spiral. Like you're getting like closer to the top. Okay. So what is important? Even if you like, if you want to get most out of this concept, is you gotta have a vision. So yes, at first Sylvain wanted to invest, understand like the stock market. So he had a vision. Not like maybe it wasn't that clear as it is today, but because he had already a vision and he wanted to grow, he had goals. Then obviously he can decide and meet the right person that will help him actually get a bigger vision. So when you look for mentor, like those mentor will actually guide you. You will also like looking for those opportunity and you need to continue learn. So it's not because you meet a mentor or because you have actually get a bigger vision that you stop there. You need to continue, okay? It's like the step, okay? You want to take a small step, but you want to continue do some action. So you can use like online community, you can use like network of people. So then you are able to actually meet new people that will help you get to the next level. So when you find those right person, they will help you stretch your vision. And sometimes you as a person will become, okay, that mentor for other people in your team. So now that we get over that concept, let's have a look to the two other concepts that we have to see more and before. And what you will see is actually those are concepts that we already covered previously in some of our podcasts. So the fourth element, like to see more and before, is to ask questions. Okay, ask questions that will help you increase your more and before. So John Maxwell said, okay, he was asked, what is the greatest difference between your leadership in your 30s and today? And he said that in my 30s, I gave a lot of direction. Today, I ask a lot of questions. So what we need to understand just from that example is that questions are the keys to unlock the door of opportunities. And as a leader, okay, it is so important that you develop that ability to ask questions. And if you guys remember a few podcasts ago, I give you like some questions that in a meeting, like for us, we call it like the advancement meeting, the 2080 meeting. So when you meet with the people that are in action, that generate results, that are intentional, that are students, like you want to understand like what are their goals, okay, and how they see themselves progress and how you can sustain them, okay, to get a bigger vision, obviously, but to achieve what they have in their mind. You want to ask questions about communication and feedback. You want to ask questions about their learning process and how they develop themselves. And obviously, you want to ask like overall questions, understanding how the interaction went. So just like go listen back the previous podcast. You will have the question that I suggest you. But what will happen is that when you ask those questions with the right people, this will help you identify the people that will help you fulfill the vision that you have. So we all know that, yes, working by ourselves, like sometimes it's faster, but remember when you're working with a team, you can go even further. So it is so important with asking questions and understand what are their goals and where they want to go, okay? If that integrate with your vision, so now you can decide to work with them. So question will allow you to get to know people you meet and whether you should take them to the trip, okay, to accomplish that vision. So never lead by assumption, because if you do that, you will miss an opportunity to really understand what is the character of the person you have in front of you or the person that you are trying to recruit right now, or if that person is already recruited, on how you can sustain their journey, okay, to get to the next level. And finally, the last element that we want to cover with you today is intentionally grow every day to increase your capacity for more and before. So it is said that if a person spends 1 hour a day, every day for the next 5 years, okay, on a certain subject, that person will become an expert. And I know that when we talk about 5 years, a lot of people say, well, that is so far, but it's just 1 hour a day. So if you want to become a leader, just train yourself, read, watch YouTube video, listen to podcasts, attend some meetings, some conferences about the subject that you want to become an expert. So in the beginning, what will happen is that you will ask yourself, how long will it take for me to be an expert? How long will it take for me to be a master and like feeling great about that? Usually, this will take 2 years, okay? And after 2 years, you will get kind of a breakthrough. And this is where you will start to see the compound effect. And the compound effect will actually like lead you to feel that experience and actually like feel that satisfaction and that progress, that now the question you will ask yourself won't be how long will it take to me to become an expert, but will change to how far can I go? So now you understand that, like, by asking the question, how far can you go? Because you grew intentionally, you read books intentionally, you attend meeting, even conference intentionally, that you are working on your vision and you're always like pushing back, okay? The vision that you have to make it bigger and bigger. So then you are really working on your vision. But it all starts by, yes, having small goal, small vision at first, but by teaching yourself and by growing intentionally and studying the subject where you want to grow, then obviously this will completely change the vision you have about this subject and will help you establish a bigger vision. So Steve Jobs said, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision will pull you. So you will feel attracted by a vision that you establish and that you like always like push it further, but it's like a calling, okay, that you will feel attracted to accomplish it and be sure that you are building the right team with that vision to accomplish it. So that's what we pretty what we wanted to cover with you guys today. So next week, we will get to the next part of the chapter that is actually how you can personally own your vision and what is the impact of owning your vision and establish it clearly. So guys, thank you so much for being with us. Tomorrow morning at 8, I will be with Maria and Marie-Pierre for our book, Hello Fears. And I think that, yeah, no, not Hello Fresh, okay? I'm really like articulating just to be sure to don't say that. But I'm thinking that tomorrow we will finish this book. So just to let you know, the next book we will cover on Wednesday will be Atomic Habits. So if you guys want to order it from Amazon, like just have a look. So on that, thank you so much, guys, for being with us. And we're seeing you tomorrow at 8.